Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. Mayor has a family illness issue, so he's not here, and Mark is away, the president of the council, so I was, they pulled my name out of a hat, so I'm grateful for it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order in line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice of regularly scheduled meetings was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 17, 2017. In each instance, the date, time, and location of the meeting provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call, Mr. Birdwell.
Here.
Mr. Kira, I'm here. Mr. Kelly.
Here.
Mr. Lexstein is away.
Mark, I'm here. Mark's on the phone.
I'm sorry, I did not realize that. I'm good.
That doesn't count. It doesn't count, did you hear that?
I heard it. I'm ignoring.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
And the mayor again is on family illness. As we usually do, we'll open this up for remarks from the audience. Anyone wish to make a comment or ask a question to the mayor and council? No response. We'll move into the consent agenda.
I'll move the consent agenda.
Second.
Councilmember Lexstein, open motion to approve the items that are considered routine in nature under the consent agenda, seconded by Councilman Kelly. Minutes. This includes the minutes of Resolution 151, 152, and 153. We'll move on to... We have a roll call, or if you want to do it quicker, does anyone object? No objections, passing from unanimous. Move to ordinances, on ordinance number 10-18.
Is that, Charlie, this is the ordinance, right?
Yes, Mark, can you please explain what that is?
This is basically a housekeeping ordinance that Mary Todd Wallace and I sat down and went over. All it does is cure typos. Basically, when we edited the ordinance the last time, there were typos left in the old ordinance. So for instance, in some places, we previously moved it to 3 feet and with freeboard, which is what we currently require for new construction. But in some of the places in the ordinance, it's still set 2 feet. So all this does, it's just housekeeping.
Okay, all right, so it's not actually...
It's not changing anything. It's basically the way Mary applied the ordinance now, but this is just correcting the typos in the ordinance.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. So I'll move for introduction of the ordinance.
I just have a question. Reading it over, the thought came to me, could we consider making the difference between brand new construction and current construction where the house has to be lifted? And I was concerned about the cost factor for somebody who has a house that's maybe 1 foot below, and of course considering more if they had to go up 4 feet rather than the 1 feet.
Jack, all that was already dealt with in the existing ordinance. So this isn't changing anything that's currently in place.
I understand that, but that, to me, that was never brought up, just the distinction between new construction and current housing situation. I wondered if any members of the council were interested in exploring that to make a distinction.
My phone's starting to shake.
I don't have any issues.
Just my concern is the financial impact on people that the struggling to raise the house.
I mean, Jack, you know what? If we're going to do that, that would really be a separate ordinance. It wouldn't be this ordinance. So if you want to sit down with me, at some point and talk about it, we can talk about it. But that wouldn't have any impact on this particular ordinance. Again, this ordinance does nothing new. It just corrects typos and corrections that were needed for the current ordinance.
Okay, that's fine.
So, but I'm more than willing to sit down with you and talk, and sit down with Mary and talk. She's really the floodplain manager, and we should really sit with her and talk about it. And I'll work with you if you want.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. All right, so I'll make my motion to introduce the ordinance.
Have a second?
Second.
And this is on ordinance number 10218. Mr. Virgil?
Yes.
Keeler, yes. Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein on the phone, yes?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Move on to new business. Vouchers. I make a motion to accept the vouchers as presented, 506, 594.38.
Make a motion. Yeah, make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Virgil?
Yes.
Keeler, yes. Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
And the next item on the agenda, items for discussion. And then I added one myself.
And there may be another or two that just came to us. Councilman, a little different than we've done in the past, but there are a couple of things we need to discuss, and they're not closed session items, so we put them on this way. There would be a resolution approving the proposal for engineering services for the 2017 and 2018 road and sewer improvement programs from T&M. That would be for the design and bidding process for the East Ocean Avenue, Mountain View Way, Church Street, and East New Street reconstruction. It was held up because, as you know, we have to do the sewer line on East Ocean Avenue portion because it's not adequate for, and it's in disrepair. Kevin went through it with Public Works. So I asked T&M to add that to their current proposal, which they did, and it increased the price by $2,000, I think you said?
$1,800.
Okay, whatever. So the total scope of work and fee for the project for the four streets and the sewer line for the engineering portion is $72,850.
Just that includes the CANI as well, the inspection.
Oh, right.
Okay.
All the inspection services, et cetera.
So that's repaving sidewalks and the sewer on the East Ocean?
Yes.
And you also looked at...
That's full replacement of the sewer on it? Or is it just the...
That's a replacement of it's about 170 feet.
Okay, all right.
You'd also looked at Kevin's question about vacant properties that have yet to be built on those streets.
Within the length of the sanitary sewer to get...
No. One of the streets that we're going to repave, there were a number of lots.
The concern was on East Ocean, not East Ocean, but East New, next one over, and East Church and Church Street, there are about five vacant lots that have yet to have houses built on them.
Yes.
The concern is if we put in brand new sidewalks, brand new paved streets in there, chances are they're going to get dug up when the houses get put in, because we're talking vacant lots. So yep. Vacant lot doesn't mean existing plumbing, and it may mean an existing cap plumbing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be where the house is going to put it. They may rearrange where they're going to tap into the sewer lines, they may have bigger sewer lines, that type of thing. So my concern was to make sure that we have some kind of something in place to prevent them from either digging up our brand new sidewalk and paved streets, or to make sure that it gets done to like new condition when, and if they do dig it up.
So in those cases, and I do remember that, Joe, that you asked us to look into, not only the houses that were under construction, but vacant lots that could come up, you know, come along with new construction soon after the road gets paved, so that we don't have a bunch of trenches in the new pavement. In that case, what we will do is get in touch with the property owners, tell them that we want to put utility connections stubbed in behind the curb line so that they can easily connect to those utilities before the final pavement gets done. That would be the first logical step. Give them an opportunity to tell us where they're going to put a new driveway, a new garage, the new house, and coordinate everything seamlessly. If they don't respond or they have no plans to build in the near future, you can either take a stab at it and speculate on where everything would go, or simply require them to infrared any trenches and take it, you know, to a very high level of quality if they have to come back in years 2, 3, or 4 after the road is paved. You then hold them to a very high standard where they would have to come in and treat the pavement after they trench in their new utilities to suit their new house to as high a quality as you can demand of them.
And now, is that it, for us to kind of I'll use the word force, but to force the new property owners, if they're going to be trenching out or building or digging up our brand new paved streets, is that something that we would have to put them on in an ordinance, or is that just something we'd have to put to?
It's part of our street opening process. If it's a street of less than 5 years.
So we would have to, do we have an ordinance in place already?
It's one of our requirements. If it's less than 5 years old, get it, Frank.
That's correct, because these road improvements are also funded by two DOT grants that you already were awarded. So those grants are required to impose a 5-year moratorium on cutting that new pavement. So it's already a rule and a prohibition that's okay on record.
All right, so Christine, can we just bring that up in one of our workshops so we can look at the existing ordinance and see what it says and make sure that we're all good with the wording and the way it's worded so that we can ensure that that the street gets done.
Well, I don't know where we have it, but they're prohibited from opening up a street within 5 years of paving. So the answer to them is no, unless they agree to do it.
I haven't seen our ordinance, so okay. If I could just get a copy of our ordinance.
And the borough would issue a road opening permit, so you withhold that approval until they comply with your requirements.
Okay.
You would not issue a road opening permit for the new water lateral or the sewer lateral. They have to apply for that. You control if that gets issued to the new builder or owner, so you would control the timing of it.
Okay. No, what's being said here is one thing, but what's actually in print is another. So I just want to make sure that we're
very good.
That we're all on the same page.
We'll do that for the next workshop.
And that everybody is aware of that. That's all. Okay. Thank you very much.
Question just on that sewer line. That's a total new line, not a relining of it. Just rip out and put in brand new.
That's the intent right now, Jack. We expect to have to replace the pipe and totally remove it and replace it with a new PVC main. But I will hold open, if we find that lining the existing main is less disruptive or is cost effective and you get the same longevity, we would come back to you and advise that would be the best approach. But I think it's going to be a total removal and replacement.
Yeah, from what I saw on the televised line, that there's multiple different types of line in there. There's a couple patches in there that are PVC, and there's bad connections between the PVC and the clay, I think there was in there as well. So there's also a lot of roots and root growth and stuff coming through too. So it looks like it might have to be a complete replacement.
Where will that connect with the main line? Ocean Avenue?
Does it go from manhole to manhole?
It goes from manhole to manhole in the
East Ocean.
The downstream manhole. It's East Ocean Avenue, okay. Right before it connects back into.
That's a little more flexibility than we have to worry about Ocean Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Thank you.
We would request that someone offer this resolution that you have in your package to authorize T&M to do that work, if that's your pleasure.
Okay. Is that in the packet that we have now?
Yes. It's resolution blank.
It's on the bottom. D-A-something. It's not in your packet. It's left at your place.
Yeah.
So what number were you putting on this?
Oh, it was in this one, okay.
Yeah, 154.
Chris, what number?
154.
154.
Is that something we would be doing today, then?
Yes, if you...
Okay.
Suit your...
Yep, I'm fine with that.
So we would need someone to offer...
Is it a motion?
A motion.
Motion.
Resolution 154.
Second.
Second. Mr. Brazil?
Yes.
Mr. Keeler, yes. Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Second item?
I'd like to hold that for closed session, because that may involve litigation. Councilman Pope, I can substitute that with the concrete for the front of the building. Grant has it in front of him, I have another set that we can keep on both sides. And this is in the guise of we're making a change to our building, so we want everybody to know, because I'm under strict orders. The original plan, can you put a set over there? Do we have them in any special order? The original plan had concrete, let me see that one. Is that the original? No, that's not the original.
Yeah, there's two sketches. They have the two modified sketches that were provided by the architect today.
Yeah.
That's what those...
Okay, but this is the original.
Yes.
The original plan for the front of walking from the parking lot facing the building was concrete the entire length of the front, with two steps that go up to the pad that you see there today. But in working with T&amp;M and Sedembrano, because the handicap doors have the push button to open the doors, it provides a smaller area there, right where there's a step. And it's just so close that if someone, the door opens and the wheelchair has to go back, the original plan has two steps there. It meets the minimum handicap requirement, but it just meets the minimum handicap requirement. So we looked at two alternatives to remedy that, so that we can make a minor change to the building. Both are extremely similar. One, you see a wider opening on, facing the building on the left and a smaller on the right. And the other one is a symmetrical, same size on both sides, and it increases the concrete area in front of the doorway, so that a handicap person would have more area here than 4 feet. They'd have five and a half feet, so to speak.
Now, what the original plan is from here to here, on one solid step, or two steps right here.
Here's the original plan. And when they push the button, the door opens. More specifically, they push the button here, this door opens, they have to come out and go around there. And with the two steps there, we're just not comfortable with it.
It's just a little close.
It's a little close, so they modified this.
And do you this or this, one of the two, as opposed... I think this one might be better, because I personally, I think the two separate ones symmetrically might be better, because it gives you the space here in front.
It does give you an extra...
Without the extra steps there, but I don't know, it's a little...
The cement's not poured, right? Nothing's poured.
No, not for the steps yet, just this pad is poured.
But not from there to there is not poured.
Oh, okay, just this pad.
Correct.
There'll be nothing wasted. You right now will decide how it gets finished, and if you like the single stairs in the center or the two separate stairs.
Kevin's kind of recommending the symmetrical one, that's all.
I met Frank Rodriguez yesterday, and that's what we were talking about too. Frank was a good idea. I mean, it's hard to envision, it's only a small area.
It makes sense too, you have the walkways right there too. So you got the walkways right here, and then you will come across the walkway and go right to the stairs, as opposed to coming over.
Maybe put maybe grasses or something in between.
Well, those are always going to be... And by the way, around that, the center landscape area, there is a little, a small, I don't want to say fence, it's a small railing, so that no one could fall into that area.
Okay. Any
I'm hearing the symmetrical one, okay. I'm hearing this one.
So, option two, according to...
Well, what's funny is the option two, there's two option twos.
SK 13B.
We'll call it this guy, option two with the side by side, the two...
Symmetrical ones. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Rob. Yes. I'm sorry, Jack. This is the one they look at. It extends this concrete pad out to there, and provides two steps that go from the crosswalks. Not perfect, but pretty much close.
And this whole thing here, there's two.
Yep.
How much would you like, Mark?
Can you mark down that I recuse myself on this? Because I can't see.
Joe's option.
A quick question on solid waste contract. Our contract with the new company that took over for M&amp;S is Roselle. The contract allows us to extend it for another year, at the end of the year. But as you know, we've been talking to Highlands and Atlantic Highlands and everything. Highlands' contract is up at the end of the year, too. And we want to know, would you be willing to go in with Highlands to bid out our contract? We may get a better price for more population, a bigger population.
Is there any downside?
Yes.
I don't...
Mark, yeah, what, yes, there's downside, or yes, go look at it?
Yes, go look at it. We'd be foolish not to.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys. Okay. Because as Roger said, the requirement is what, 90 days? I mean, we're on a time limit. The state regulates it.
We have to put the bids out for 60 days on a garbage contract, so we'd have to do it.
ASAP, that's why I'm bringing it up tonight.
Sure.
I say I'm with...
Okay. Pavilion and Solid Contract Study.
I don't care what Roselle is so far.
Last but not least, for this one. Edgewater Beach Club was in today. They're having a fundraiser. It's a big fundraiser they have every year for a nonprofit organization. They donate the beach club like James does for his, and they've had it for the last 4 years there. And they asked today if they could have the band play until 10:30 instead of 10 o'clock. And I said, I don't know about that. We're right next to Trade Winds. That's up to you guys if we want to allow them to go to 10:30.
Was this?
Edgewater Beach Club.
Outdoors or indoors?
You can't. I mean, you can't. There are people live like right across the street from there.
Well, Captain Freeman's here. I mean, what's happened in the past there? I guess it's been until 10 o'clock?
We have had some complaints in the past, but they've turned it down. It's the Tigger House fundraiser.
Tigger House, that's it.
They do it for substance abuse. But we have had some complaints in the past. They have turned it down after 10 o'clock. It really hasn't been an issue. No substances has ever been an issue to them.
I say no big deal.
It is a big deal. If you're living right across the street from the beach club, it is a big deal.
Get over it, I personally say we shouldn't get involved in it at all. Let them do their thing. If they want to push it till 10:30 and they get a complaint, then the police will handle it from there. I don't think we should get involved with playing favoritism.
Mark, the police department seems comfortable with what's been going on in the past. They feel like they can handle it. Captain Freeman and Chad Murphy are here, so...
Faces.
I think they can control it.
I don't think we should have, look, they're looking for permission from us to extend, to violate the noise ordinance, the nuisance ordinance. I don't think we should be handing out exceptions to it. I'll vote no. I don't think it's appropriate. I think 10 o'clock is 10 o'clock. I don't know why anyone needs to play loud music outside until 10:30.
I gotta turn the volume down on my phone. Hold on a second. It's pretty loud.
I'm sorry.
Let me turn it off. All right. So what do we have to vote on this?
He was just looking for
I think based on the police department handling it, I think we should let them do it.
Yeah, let them handle it.
So there's no rules.
Are you good with it?
No favoritisms, no nothing.
Yeah, well, so I don't, kind of, don't really,
it's a good cause.
If it's a good cause, if it's bothering people, they call the police, we'll handle it.
And if it doesn't work out, we won't let them do it next year.
Well, we're not letting them do it. We're going to let it...
We're not.
Oh, let it go.
It's 10 o'clock. If they want to push it till 10:30 and okay. If they get a noise complaint, then the police department will take care of it from there. And they'll turn it down. It's not that big of a deal.
All right.
That's what, I have some closed session items, but that's all I have. Jack, you have?
I have one item. The CGBG application we made, we did very well. We came in second in the overall vote. So we're virtually assured of getting that money.
Out of how many?
Out of...
Three?
No.
What's the CGBG again?
Community Development Block Grant. We applied for the elevated platform, handicap access elevated platform, and we got the grant.
That's on the bulk, yes.
That's great, and then hopefully we can get funding for the balance of them.
Well, you should put...
Well, there's one caveat, and I would say caveat, but they can't do anything until the federal government treasury says the money is there. We're totally approved. It's just now waiting for the feds.
Do we have any idea how long that might take? Did they give you an idea?
They didn't say.
All this money is HUD money, so you can't expend any money right now.
Sure, I understand.
Until HUD approves our total balance, but you got it.
And I still think we should maybe talk to Bascom just about, you know, having money aside in case that, I know we have to put down first, but to get the balance of the ones done, don't have to have any of access.
Yeah, we applied for 50 and we got 46.
That's great.
Again, there were 12 towns in competition for municipal, and there were about 8 for nonprofit. And I want to thank Joe particularly. He came over and made the presentation, and he also talked to other reps. And this is all a vote right there, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, sir.
That's all I have now except for executive session.
I have two items for executive session, and you may take action on one.
So if we could
make the motion to go to executive session.
I think we may come back and take a vote.
I think there might be somebody here public comments.
Hi.
Just we asked earlier if you want to make any public comments.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So let's reopen it back up for public comments.
My name is Kim Ray. I live at 2 Mary's Lane. And I'm here today because of the dog feces epidemic that's gripping Seabright. My husband and I walked on that beautiful pedestrian walkway yesterday. And as soon as we left the Donovan's exit, all the way to Mad Hatter, there was piles of dog feces.
On the seawall?
On the pedestrian walkway. Also, on my way over here just now, there were two more piles on the seawall near my house. There are dogs that aren't on leashes on the beach, and I can't walk my dogs alone because my old dog is unpredictable. This is a problem, and it's really gross that I need to watch where I walk on a pedestrian walkway, on the seawall, on the street, everywhere. And something needs to be done about this. There needs to be a crackdown on the dogs and the leashes and the picking up of the excrement. I find piles of bags near the entrance of the 1200 block, just on the side of the stairs. So I've called to ask those to be removed, and they have been, but it just keeps happening.
We can work with the police on that. Captain is right here.
Yeah, so my suggestion would be that you walk around the town and just like talk to people and let them know that, you know, they need to pick up after their
dogs. We can post more people on the beach right up on the walls. We have to get some more signs put up. Unfortunately, everyone loves to walk their dog and see, right? They pull up, they run in the back, they run along the wall. We will enforce it more. If you have an issue with any certain residents that are not picking up after their dog, call us immediately.
Oh.
So we can identify them. Call us. Don't wait a week.
I don't ever see anybody doing it, but the remnants of it is all over. So I don't know if it's at night or...
If you see something, call us. We will have people go up on the wall, take a look in the back, up by the 1200 block, whatever we can do to take care of it, we will try to remedy the situation.
And I sent an email to Mark, and he told me that dogs were not allowed on the pedestrian walkway at all.
I
They're not.
In law.
So, but there's no signage there.
It says pedestrian access only.
You have to be clear.
I think we have to say no dogs.
Yeah, you have to say no dogs.
Yeah, because I got a similar complaint this week, just about the seawall alone, and there's a lot of dog traffic up there, so I think a little signage will help.
And I'll have the DPW take a walk down and see if there's anything up there and have them clean it up.
Thank you, I appreciate that, because it's driving me nuts.
Kim, thank you for coming.
Yeah, no problem, I appreciate you guys hearing me and opening this up again, but it drives me crazy, and I'm at my wit's end.
I agree with you.
So, we moved to Seabright a year ago, and I really love it here, but that is, I have to keep looking down when I walk. So, that would be great if you guys could address that. But thank you.
Thank you.
We should have more bag stations around town.
We're supposed to get a whole bunch more. We're supposed to get how many more, like 10 more?
I think there's six more or something, for each entrance.
Yeah.
And the park, Anchorage Park. We may take action. I think we need a motion to go into closed session, but we may come out and take action. It's up to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to go into closed session.
Any more?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, you have one item for vote, and that's the approved payment. $69,000?
Yeah, I'll make the motion, Jack.
Pardon?
I'll make the motion.
Give it a second.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
Mark, second it.
Yes, again, motion.
Mark, still there?
Mark, second that?
I'm here.
Guys.
I'll second.
Again, that's $69,000 to Kelso.
Yep.
Mark, let's see, yes.
I don't think Mark's going to say, so you're going to have to go through the...
Yeah, you got to do that.
Go through the roster.
Do we vote? Are we voting?
Like the all-in-favor stuff.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Mr. Birdsall?
Yes.
Mr. Keeler, yes. Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Weckstein?
All right, out of respect to Roger, I'm going to vote yes. I am not doing this again, though, this is getting ridiculous. But I'll vote yes for the purposes of this vote.
Thank you, Council President. That was nice, Ward.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes, wherever you are.
I'll vote yes, but if he misses a deadline, I think we got to end the contract.
That's
what we told him.
I think you would recommend that.
That's what you on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could just say, like, you know, everybody's saying, you know, we're not going to have a TCO before the next council, or at least I'm saying, and you put your name out there and say...
No, the further they get, the happier I am.
I mean, think of the money it's costing the rent, the utilities, that's a lot of other expenses.
Well, we discussed it before, it's the difference between bankruptcy and staying in business, in my opinion. You know, they've got to complete this, otherwise, you know...
Plus, I mean, not...
We'll do that.
I mean, Raj, seriously, though, I mean, like, even what we're paying you, right, to deal with this, on top of it, I mean...
Raj's not doing it for free either.
No, but I mean, there's so many things that go into this thing, it's like, even Joanne Kawaka, I mean, it's like, not only is she... I mean, we got to pay the attorneys and all this stuff.
Oh, I know.
I mean, Susan had to go to Free Home the next morning to say we're not coming.
Let's wrap it up.
Because it took Joanne so long to tell us.
Charlie's off the rails.
Charles.
We're off the rails.
Let's wrap this up so we can close out. Grant.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Then I have a motion to adjourn.
Mark,
maybe it is. Mark, second it is.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Mark, you still in Cooper's?